Should Scott go through with this life-changing thing? It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly and Scotty the Body. You're 23 years old. You have gotten, I think, a really cool job out of college what you wanted to do in doing radio, being on a show.
Yes, that is my dream, yes.
And with that, you've always wanted to do what with your life?
I always wanted to kind of go into the route of being a motivational speaker, speaking in front of crowds and kind of inspiring, pretty much from my story, hopefully inspiring someone else to accomplish everything they could possibly accomplish.
And one of the things that we've done on the show is you organize a segment that happens sometimes so you have that outlet, which is what?
It's Grill Daddy. Life Talks with Flavor.
That's right.
Now, play a little clip if you've missed a Grill Daddy.
Scott, why are we cooking up some shrimp? I'm going to tell you exactly why we're cooking up some shrimp. Because shrimp have shells. Just like you and I, we all have shells. And it's all about slowly coming out of our shell to be our best and truest self.
So that's just an example of what...
Inspirational.
Yeah, right. By cooking food, you know, you compare it to yourself and your life.
Right. Okay. But you probably won't make it, you know, into Amelie Arena, you know, fill of people with your Grill Daddy Life Talks.
No, not... yet, no.
Right, but there is a specific path, I think, to become a motivational speaker to make money on it, and you've been presented with an opportunity.
Yeah, so growing up, I've always, I'm one of those that watches videos constantly on YouTube to just get some inspiration, some motivation. One of the people that I've always looked up to is by the name of Les Brown, who's just, he's like one of the top five speakers in the world. And so I follow him on Instagram, and as I was going through his page, I saw he had a post up that was like, hey, I'm doing a class. If you're interested, go ahead and DM me, you know, whatever the word is, and I'll have one of my people get in touch with you, and you could talk it out on however that looks. So I was like, well, let's see what happens. So I did. I DM'd him, and I started going back and forth with one of his people on this class that he's doing online on different steps of finding your voice, how to get into motivational speaking, and what that looks like with hopefully, like, some online coaching one-on-one or one with the class of these teachings.
So how much does this cost?
So that was the tough part when it got down to like, okay, well, here's the link. You could take a look at the prices. And when I did, my mouth kind of fell open of like, should I invest this much? It kind of came down to total is going to be about $1,000 for this online teaching of how to get into motivational speaking. But also for me, it's like, it's also working with somebody that I've looked up to since probably the age of 13.
Right.
Where I'm wondering if this is legit. Do I invest this much money in myself? Because that is a pretty penny that if I do it, I'm definitely going to be like, I hope this is worth it. Or is this like just a money grab and a scam and I'm going to go out of it like, well, there goes $1,000.
Holly, what do you think? Is this something that Scott should invest? Now, keep in mind, Scott is part-time here at the radio station. And all of the ways that he used to make extra money, like events that you would see him at, appearances, those have all gone away because of COVID.
Right.
And so now you're just living on part-time money.
Yes. And that's very low.
Holly?
Yeah. Well, first thing I would do is do like a Google search or like go instead of just like DMing with the person that you're DMing with on Instagram, do like a Google search or just a little bit of side research just to make sure that it is legit. Like just to make sure has he done this course before? Does the website look secure that you're signing up through? Just do a couple like little fact checking things. And then if you can ascertain that, yes, this is a real thing, do it. You have to do it.
Right.
I mean, I've spent money on people's stuff. Like, there's this motivational speaker of sorts, and she's a writer and things. Her name is Brene Brown. I paid money to do her course before, and, I mean, it wasn't that much, but it was still like, if you want this information and it can help you, you're going to have to pay for it, and I think it's worth it.
I'm really curious on if you and the Miguel and Holly fam have had to make a decision like this where you had to take a leap of faith. Because if you spend this $1,000, is there any guarantee that you're going to get a motivational speaking job?
There's no guarantee, I don't think.
There's
but
never
it's,
a guarantee
it's more
for stuff
so
like, that.
Like for me, it's like one, like I don't know how else to get into the field. I really don't. And I don't have any credibility in my name to be like, oh, hire me, because I've never done anything like that before. So I think this would be the first step to making that process happen. But I have to look at it at the end of these weeks through all these classes. does that actually happen? Do I now have a little bit of credibility to start speaking at little league games and pumping up 7-year-olds?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to ask what it does for you. Once right. you pay this money, what are you getting out of it? And they should be able to tell you, you know, here's exactly what the course will look like. Here is how much time you'll get with this Les Brown, either one-on-one or in a classroom. Does he have email, office hours? Like, you need to know what you're getting in return. Obviously, no one's going to guarantee you any gigs or anything, but then at least you know what you do have and you can make something with that.
Well, the one plus is like at the end of it, there is like a competition where I don't know how the speech works, but I could win a spot to actually speak at one of his engagements.
Mm.
But again, it's a competition. It's a, you know, an act of, do I have what it takes? And in my eyes, I do. I think I could outspeak, you know, whoever else signs up.
He's like, well,
class.
Clearly.
Well, you need that sort of thinking to do it. I feel like this is a good thing for you. I mean, but you need to just make sure it is indeed legit. If you're paying, if you're getting what you're paying for and you know you're going to get a lot out of it, then yeah.
877-999-1015. When did you take a leap of faith like this and spend a lot of money on something? Did it come through or did it not? Did it backfire? 877-999-1015. We'll take your calls next. Should he drop the money or should he not? It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And Scott, what's this decision that you have to make in the next 24 hours?
So one of my dreams in life is to become a motivational speaker. And so one of the people I follow on Instagram is by the name of Les Brown, who's like one of the top speakers in the world. And he had this whole thing where he's doing a class online. All you had to do is DM him. I go through the process of talking with someone, but then they bring out the prices for this class. And in total, for this entire class, it's going to take about $1,000. And I need to decide if it's worth investing in myself like that, or is this just going to be something down the line that I'm like, dang, I just wasted $1,000.
Jordan in Brooksville, you have been in a similar situation where you invested money. What was the situation?
Yeah, I started a business selling on Amazon. And so I heard about it on YouTube, and it always goes with, you know, these gurus who are selling these courses. And I ended up spending about $8,000 in courses selling to learn to sell on Amazon.
And how did it work out for you?
It's actually working out. Some of the courses I took were, you know, dead ends. I didn't really like their business model, but one of the courses I took did actually end up working out. And right now I'm selling about $10,000 a month on Amazon. I've been selling for about 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I'm planning to grow that. Yeah, I'm on track to grow that to about a $2 million business in about 2 years.
Oh, my God. I mean, you gotta spend money to make money.
It's true. I mean, I would say that pretty much worked out for you. You made that money back.
Yep.
Jordan, thank you so much for your phone call.
No problem.
And good luck and get that $2 million.
Yep.
Wait, I need you to send me the link to those courses. Kelsey in Tampa, what was that leap of faith that you took?
So, well, I was just going to say, I actually was faced with a very similar thing where I had an opportunity to take a course and for kind of like mental health reasons, and I was like really scared to do it. It was like $1,500, and they told me that if I had like 24 hours to decide if I wanted to do it or not. Oof. Or it was going to be $2,500.
Yikes.
So it was scary, but it was the best decision I made. I think you really have to invest in yourself, because then it puts out to the universe and proves to yourself that you think you're worth it. You're worth that money. You're worth that investment. And right. I think it opens up the opportunities for more things to happen. If you're too scared to do it, you're kind of saying that you're not worth it. Your goals aren't worth it. So kind of like stepping into that and like saying yes and then figuring out how to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, it's like putting money towards a vision board. It's like saying to the universe, I'm ready now.
Right.
Instead of being like, I'm not ready now.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Miss me with all that.
Kelsey, thank you so much. You say,
go for it, Scott.
Go for it? Okay, Kelsey, thank you so much for your phone call.
no problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. I think, like everyone else, and I, you know, it's not fun to have like everybody agreeing on the same thing for a radio segment, but this is your life and this is something very serious because you don't have a lot of money, you know?
No.
But I do think that, you know, me having hindsight now on decisions that I made, I sort of did the same thing. You know, when I first met Holly, it was for a morning show conference where I pretended to be on a morning show with her, but I had to pay my own way into the conference to get up to Charlotte from Savannah at the time. And I had $0, but I sacrificed and made it work. And that bet paid off because I ended up here, you know?
Exactly.
So, Scott, let's do this. Can you take 24 hours and then come back tomorrow and let us know what decision you plan on making?
Yeah, I'll take a day, go back and forth, do a little more research, and then I'll come back tomorrow with an answer.
Okay. Well, tomorrow we will find out if Scott's going to drop that $1,000 for this motivational speaking course, and maybe he'll be talking to the Little League teams here in the fall.
I love it.
All right, Holly, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Okay, so what are we settling for? A new study lists the top things like generic brands or your car, but what are the other things we settle for in life, the big ticket items, and are you settling? Find out next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.